Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
Hey, buzzers, you know what time it is. We're going to due process this stuff. I almost said a bad word, but I'm not going to, because this is the Arrow After Show, and we are in Season 7, Episode 6. As I said, due process, because Laurel gets all sorts of lawyer on us. Let's talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Streets back. All right.
Forget the show. Hey. Listen to the song.
That is it.
And we lost our podcast.
That's okay. Hi. Welcome. If you're wondering, I'm just wearing the fish mask that Kevin wears in the video. This is my impression.
Kevin is still hot.
He really is.
I don't know what any of them look like.
They were just
anymore.
On Ellen. But we're here to talk about Arrow, so let's
we
do that.
We are here to talk about Arrow.
Right now. So welcome, welcome. Hello. We'll introduce ourselves first, and then we'll get down into the nitty-gritty. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford.
I'm Carolina Vanetti.
I am Olivia DiMercoli.
And I'm Matt Maher.
Yay!
Yeah.
So the drill is as it is, but we will review, just in case you've not heard this little ditty. This side of the table belongs to you, and only you, because you are co-hosting this show with us, because this show is for you. So all you have to do is join us in the chat, use hashtag ABTVArrow in everything social media. We can talk about it. If you're watching live, awesome, we'll review your comments, and of course you get to be part of the show, hence co-hosts. If not, and you're watching at a later date, leave us comments below. We still like them, and we go back, read, like, heart, and all those things. Did I miss anything?
No.
Hi, hello. Did you guys all say hi?
We all did. Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
What is it like? Okay. Because Carolina did that too. Because she's like, "Hey guys, remember that?" And we're like, "You just talked about that, so maybe you're catching something
I
over there."
I think so.
Uh oh.
We should stay.
Do we even
side.
Watch the show? I don't remember.
Yeah,
we did
sometimes. Sometimes
I remember the new Elseworlds trailer with Batwoman.
Right. Yeah, that's a teaser. We're gonna talk about
that. We will, but we have to start with hashtag Who I Love to Hate.
If you
yes, cool.
Yes.
So if you've never watched the show with us before, this is how we kick it off. Go into like a social media, the chat. Tell me hashtag Who You Love to Hate. Who is so good at being bad? Terrible. They are doing a great job, and you love to hate them.
Matt's thinking.
I can tell Matt is
Matt
thinking.
Matt is like, Matt forgot, and now Matt's
I forgot about that,
pulling
y'all.
It up
I'm
in his
thinking.
Mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I'm so ready.
Do you want to just kick it off?
Yeah, I'm going to kick it off. Stuart Little.
I knew it.
I can't stand him. It was almost Felicity this episode, because I have had it with her crappy attitude, especially after what happened to Anatoly, but Stuart Little takes the cake. Man, I just can't stand him. Stanley is the worst. Literally, he's the worst. And I feel like you can see it throughout the episode. He's so clingy and needy and just gross. Obvious. He's so gross with his, like, need for Oliver. And then later on, when Laurel tells him that they're going to do a whole investigation into how the prisoners are being treated, you see Oliver get all excited because his little buddy, Stuart Little, the con man, is going to get help. And then Stuart Little gets out. And he drops the bomb that he knew about the knife, but he couldn't have known about the knife because I've been telling you guys from the beginning that Stuart Little is poo-poo.
Yeah. We kind of all been.
Yeah.
So who's your guys' who I love to hate? I mean, I never thought I would say this in a million years, but it's Felicity.
What?
I know.
What?
I'm not mad at her at all. It's just...
What are you?
No, listen. It's just this episode, and she will redeem herself in my heart because I will forever love her. It's just... I just couldn't this episode. Why Anatoly? I love Anatoly. Why did she have to do him dirty like that?
That was wrong.
Like that was so wrong. She didn't even care about his life. That's not the Felicity. I squeaked a little. That's not the Felicity I know. So I'm upset, and that's who I love to hate. Only Felicity. Only this episode. I promise.
I don't remember.
Well, unless she behaves like that again, she was almost my I love to hate.
She was mine last week. Whoever commented like on one episode was like, this panel always loves Felicity. Next time they say this, I'm showing that clip.
I know.
I'm showing that clip and saying in your face.
The one who loved her
just
the
like
most.
Clip it and yeah. Put it.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com offers convenient mobile tire installation in many areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. Learn more at TireRack.com.
Right under their response on you, like, pa-pow!
Yeah, my who I love to hate this episode... I have to, it's not a person, it's a thing.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
It's the flash forwards. I've been all about it. I've been excited about it. And I realized there was something that bothered me all during these flash forwards. And I went, what is it? And I went, it's because it's all just plot, plot, plot. And they're not, there's not any kind of like in the
point.
Writing.
Yeah.
There's not any character driven.
Not
type
at all.
And that's what's interesting to me. I want to know these characters that I know now. I want to know what they're like 20 years later. And it's like, oh, they're blowing up the plans. The schematics say that the buildings are blowing up on their computer. I give a rat's ass. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
And so that was my thing I hated this week.
I thought it's a really excellent thing to hate.
That is. Good job, Matt.
You know, last week I talked about it.
Way to pull it out of nowhere.
Yeah. No, I was saying, the last week I talked about how much I didn't like them. So it's great to know that I'm not the only one.
You're welcome.
My hashtag who I love to hate is actually Oliver this week.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay, because usually I get, like, bamboozled by the abs, and I'm like, I love him. Oh, he's a butthole. It doesn't matter. He has great abs. I love him. This week, the abs could not get him out of this one. I was a little irritated with him. I get that this new Laurel is not your old Laurel, but I was like, he cut the wound really deep.
He did.
When he went in. Like, she's over there talking about, I'm working with Felicity. We're going to get you out. Boo, she's getting you out. That's all you need to know. She's trying to help you get out. And I get that his whole thing is, well, there's always an incentive or not incentive, but a motive behind you doing certain things. Boo, if that motive gets you out of behind bars since you can't do it yourself, then... And she's trying to do it the legal way. She's not trying to bust him out. And that was his whole thing of why he didn't leave with What's Her Bucket last week.
Oh, What's Her Bucket?
Not Tatiana.
Talia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyhow, that's my who I love to hate. We'll talk about that.
That's a good one, and I have comments.
I have a whole rant about that.
Okay, jumping into the chat. Hi, everybody. I see you all.
Hi.
Ivan Soto. Always, I hate Felicity.
I love Ivan.
It's your
love
favorite
you.
To hate her. We love it, though.
I don't. Give her a break.
Planet says, I love to hate Diaz. Awesome.
Good, of course. Yes.
Lisa says, Flat Stanley. I love that everyone calls him Flat Stanley still.
Welcome.
Captain Shock says, hey, I hate Felicity, love to hate Felicity. And then, Ivan, we already said. And then Ivan said also Talia.
Interesting. Oh,
but
no,
she's not here.
He wasn't in this episode.
No, I think he was talking about
helping us out.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, dang.
Really quick, who else is in there? Because I want to give shout outs.
Yeah, let's do it. Hello. Steven Starr. Hi, Steven. Miss Last Girl. I've never seen you.
Hi, welcome.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hello. Black Magic 99.
Love her.
Chris Moe. Hi, Chris. Captain Shock. Who else? Let's see. JJ. I don't think I've seen JJ before.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Billie Jean Girl. She always
hey, Booby 69.
We also have somebody on Twitter.
She's not going to live that one down. Right? Sorry, girl.
What?
Didn't we have like a Jennifer Cooper on Twitter who said she was joining us for the first time tonight?
Oh, Jennifer Booker, yes.
I think we
Booker,
are going to have
but she's not here yet.
We're going to have some people that subscribe that we're going to talk about later.
We just don't know her username.
Sure, yeah.
And then on our chat, we had two new subscribers. Spencer Shively and Movie Messiah. Oh, I think Movie's in here, actually.
Oh, Movie made a cool comment. I liked him.
Oh, that's Movie cool. Messiah's in here, too. Hi.
Welcome. Yay.
Welcome, hi. Welcome. We love you
cool.
all.
Well, let's talk. Let's get into the episode. Yeah. Let's dig deep. I do want to start talking about Felicity first, since she is everybody's hashtag who I love to hate. A lot of people, anyhow. We have new Felicity versus old Felicity. And I'm just going to kick it off really quick and say, yes, she did upset me with her whole, Anna told, like, she said some ish, right? Like, he's not exactly a Girl Scout. Like, totally justifying herself. And I was like, ew. But at the end of the show, when Diaz went to jail, I was really shocked. I mean, I guess Dinah doesn't always rub me the right way, but they were so excited that he's in jail and they're all celebrating. I'm like, he's in jail.
Yeah.
He can get out of jail.
So easy.
He's got so many resources. Who here wants to kill Diaz? I'm not mad at Felicity for taking the gun. I'm not mad at Felicity for pointing it at his face. Yeah. I'm a little mad she didn't actually shoot the gun, but that's about it.
I was kind of thinking in my head, like, at least shoot him in the leg. God.
Yeah. Right?
Like, something. Maul the guy a little bit. Like, you could give him back alive, but, like, slightly not the same. You know? They never said the condition he needed to arrive in. Laurel just said they needed
shoot
him
a toe.
Alive.
Yeah.
I
true.
Was like, shoot him in the hand. Shoot him in the toe.
No!
Shoot him
in the hand.
Do something. I was like, do something. Something. And then she did it, and I was like, weak. After everything you did, and you put Anatoly's life in danger.
Yeah.
That kind of made me mad, because I understood where she was coming with her apology, and I understood what Anatoly was telling her. But in the end, when he gave her that gun, I was like, girl, you should have shot him in the foot at the very least, so he could walk around with a bionic club foot.
No, even better. I'm going to start a new hashtag.
Mm. What?
Hashtag shoot him in the pickle.
There you go.
Like, you want to get a man where it counts?
Dang.
He'll never be the same after that.
I think he would also never let her live after that once he recovered.
Why not? Yeah. It's just an appendage.
I don't think he feels that way about it. That would be some next level crazy.
Amazing. He would survive.
Yeah, maybe, which means he would never stop going after her.
Maybe.
I feel like that's gnarly.
Ever.
You know what was interesting to me was when Anatoly compared Felicity to Oliver, I was like, that is not the same thing. When he was like, oh, you remind me of an Oliver back then or whatever. And I was like, they're so different.
Actually, I wrote that in my notes.
Go for
before, it. No, I'm saying, like, what you're saying that you think they're so different is that before he said that, I wrote that she is developing Oliver's worst habits.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote in my notes. I was like, right now, she's exuding his worst qualities that she used to argue with him about. So I thought it came full circle when Anatoly said that she was exhibiting the same attitude.
Yeah.
She was.
I don't know. I just don't think they were the same at all. I don't think they've gone through the same things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't agree with that at all. Yeah, Ivan Soto, comparing them was ridiculous. Thanks, Ivan.
Yeah,
I fell asleep during that. No, I didn't. This is kind of, okay, I get it. We've had this with Felicity before, where she's like, gonna be, you know. There's two things for this. I'm going meta tonight. I'm going like not like individual. It. I'm going kind of like big picture here.
Okay.
Two things I'm kind of done with a little bit. I love this show still. I'm liking this thing. But two things I'm done with this show. One is that the way to be a strong person is to be a quote unquote badass or be like argumentative or like hard. Because I think that's kind of the beauty of Felicity and what is she, why she is such a strong character is that she's the heart of Arrow. And I feel like I get that why they're pushing that, but it's just, I don't want to see that.
Exactly.
I don't want to see her not be the heart of Arrow. I don't want to see her go through this process and then get back to hopefully where she is. I don't want to know in the future that she becomes this horrible part. I don't want to know all that. It's all like, I feel like that's jumping the shark. That's not who Felicity is at all.
Right.
there's that. And also, I'm kind of just tired of the show of how many times have we seen someone about to kill somebody or really hurt somebody and go past the point.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes in and saves them. Like, literally, this is like the eighth time we've seen this. So I'm just kind of done with that plot device.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care if you shoot him. I don't care if you shoot yourself. I don't care if you shoot anybody. I'm done with this plot point because I know nothing's going to happen. If she would have shot him, I would have been like, oh, there's a surprise because we haven't seen that.
And I agree with you. That's why she was my who I love to hate, because the reason I've loved Felicity through all these years of doing this show is because she's always been the heart. Yeah, like you said, like she's always been the kind one. She's always been the understanding one. She's always been just the brains, you know, and now she's turning into this like angry person that I just don't dig.
Here's what I will say though, is that with the future flash forwards that we've been seeing, is a note that I wrote to myself. I was like, she's totally hiding something and doing something for the greater good. I think that the reason that she led William back there was because she trusts him that he will be able to uncover what she was actually working on. And I feel like everybody else's opinions, because they don't really know Felicity the way that she does. And y'all know how I feel about Dinah. I don't like her in the future anymore than I like her right now. I like her less. So I feel like they're clouding his ability to see. So I look forward to seeing some future William where he has a moment of peace to think in his own head, because he does know Felicity, and to figure out the puzzle that she's left behind for him. She's not going to make it easy, but I don't think that she's doing anything nefarious.
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying, but at the same time, if that is where they're going with it, I also agree with Matt, and I piggyback off of what he was saying, which is basically the fact that for you to sit there and allude to the fact that she's becoming this darker person in the present, and then jump to the future, and then just talk about how, I don't know how many times in that flash forward they said, Felicity change. Yeah. She's not the same. She's not who you think you are. I get the point. But now it does seem like I'm just watching a big, huge spoiler, and I don't want to find out how she became bad. You're already telling me that she became bad. Does that make sense? Yeah.
But like, I almost feel weird that her actions show that she doesn't become bad, because she could have shot Diaz, but she didn't. She could have been unapologetic to Anatoly, but she wasn't. So if anything, it shows that it's a facade, that she isn't willing to break that fine.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Final boundary to be like evil.
And the Anatoly thing was redeeming, which she like gave an idea. We're like, okay, that's kind of the Felicity that we know a little bit more. And I'm not saying that you have to keep a character exactly who they are.
Of course.
They've all grown a lot, but it's like there still is just something like really crazy has to happen for you to change the core of the character. And honestly, I think Oliver going to jail and her sending off William to be safe is not enough for that.
Mm-mm.
Like, I need, like, she needs to see, like, Oliver and William, like, burned in fire and flame in front of her face for her to become that person.
Right. But
which
I think
better
she's,
not happen.
Well, no, but I think she's at a point in her life where she's just had enough. Like, it's been so many years. She's had such a tumultuous history just with Team Arrow in general. And it's like, her and Oliver have always been this, and this, but never really on the same page except for when they were in Happy Town. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ivy Town is what I just made.
I like Happy Town.
Happy Town. But when they were in Ivy Town, that's when they were at their happiest, and that lasts for, what, 2 episodes? And then after that, it was like, well, let's jump back in the excitement. Mm-hmm. I miss it. Yeah. But as soon as they jumped in the excitement, like, shit hit the fan. Mm-hmm. And then we're back to Oliver's old habits and this, that, and the third, and blah, blah, blah. So I think she's just been through so much that at this point, she just wants her boo. And she can't have that. And she's had her personal...
Yeah.
Well, and she, and she's had her personal life invaded. So, I mean, I get it. I think that was just supposed to be... I know what you're saying. Like, the tipping point wasn't as
tippy as you would like.
But then I get it. I get what you're coming from. I see that. You. Yeah.
But she was so totally polar opposite in this episode. Yeah. You know, she's just like, it was like black and white now.
Yeah. What was that chat thing? Yeah.
So Matt Munoz says, there's always been too much Felicity for me. And then Black Magic said, if she actually shot him, I would have genuinely been surprised. Which is true.
Like, but that's what would have made a good writing decision, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if she would have actually just done it and shot him, I would have been like, okay, yeah. That's, you know, this is a shock. This is new. This is different. What else? If Felicity killed Diaz, then we'll be done with Diaz plot.
Oh, thank God.
I'm so happy with that. Oh. I'm so happy
Chris
with
Moe
that.
Said, I hope Diaz dies the next episode,
But he's a series regular, so I don't think he's going to.
Yeah. No.
Which is annoying. He's been the big bad for so long.
Right. It's the first time this show's done that, so maybe they were trying to do something new and not do that typical thing where each season is a brand new person.
Yeah.
I will say two things, though, in that regard, and with Anatoly, which was something I thought of, too, because they keep bringing Anatoly back. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? Both of those gentlemen are probably just really awesome to work with.
Yeah.
That maybe the writers never intended to have them stay on so long. Because really, like, Anatoly's been around forever and he keeps coming and going. I'm sure after a while they're like, we just really love this person. Like, we love having him on set. He's so talented, great to work with. Let's find a way to just write him back in.
Yeah. I love every time they have Anatoly pop up. Great. And I'm always like, oh, I wish he would just stay.
I wish so, too.
I'm sure he has other things to do, but I love him.
Well, we don't have other things to do here at AfterBuzz TV, because all we do is we service you. Wait, that didn't sound bad. I didn't mean that. Why? I didn't. You know what? AfterBuzzers. Yeah. I'll go and spit out of water. Carolina's just holding it in.
I feel red.
We service you.
Okay.
So AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans, not service.
Yeah.
But we need your help because we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our channels on YouTube. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will actually suggest content that's tailor-made to you, so it's exactly what you want. And if you get a notification and you're like, it's too much, I have to pay my taxes, I'm stressed, that's fine. You can take your notifications off or tailor it however you want. That's your life, okay? So be sure to hit the subscribe. I never remember. It's right here, I think. Hit the subscribe
just
button. Right here. Just somewhere like here.
Underneath.
Hit the subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. You can let us know that you did so in the comments. And like we did with our Messiah and with Spencer,
and
we will shout you out next week. And thank you so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
And thanks, that guys. Will be the last time Matt Maher is allowed to do the
Black
read.
Magic says thank you for your service.
Hashtag shoot him in the pickle.
The show is just always goes awry.
Just go on.
Even Ivan says your service rocks.
Oh, thank you. He's my husband. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I've never had any complaints.
Speaking of getting service, let's just talk about being in prison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was a segue that I like.
Boom.
I mean, you know, that is true. Perfectly. I kind of want to see Oliver, like, I just kind of want Oliver to have a bitch in this thing. You know what I mean? Like, just like, Oliver's got to work the prison system. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, he did find, like, a metal shank in the showers.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not opposed to seeing Oliver pick up the soap.
Maybe Stanley will be that guy.
Maybe.
Hey, you know what? You have to thank the writers because, was it two episodes back? We got that like full butt shot of him in the showers. Yeah. That was good.
That was good.
Did you black out during that? The whole fight scene that happened.
We saw a butt shot in
this? I missed that.
I missed the butt shot.
Yeah, he was like with his back to the camera.
This is CW, not USA After Dark. Anyway, let's talk about prison.
Yeah, but okay. Go back. There's like a whole,
Okay.
All right.
Go back.
Watch it in slow motion.
So going back into prison.
Yes.
I already mentioned I was a little upset with Oliver and the whole Laurel interaction, but...
What?
No, I have something about that.
Feelings.
Oh, I kind of loved it because I'm old school Black Canary. And one thing I loved about that scene is that, man, I talk about an actor they keep bringing back because they obviously like Katie Cassidy. Mm-hmm. And she's a really great actress. And her and Oliver just have great chemistry to me.
Yeah.
And when I watch them do a scene like that, sorry, I'm going to get hate, but it makes me, makes me why I'm not Team Olicity, why I'm Team Black, why I'm...
Wow.
Wow.
Nope.
No, it's
okay.
Like,
come here.
No.
Sorry.
That's a fail.
I miss the old Laurel. I miss her still.
I don't. Let it go. She's even his ex-girlfriend in the comics now. I know. Let it go.
I know.
They're just not together.
I know. I hate it. But anyway, I love that just... I know it's the same actor, and I've been bitching this whole season why I feel like they're replacing just the memory of old Laurel. Mm. So I appreciate it when he was like, you're not her.
Right.
Yeah. You're never going to be Jell-O, basically, is the way, and I loved
you're
it.
You're pudding, and I love Jell-O. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was really sad by the whole interaction because she's actually made a lot of strides, and I thought that he was being a real prick to her, and she didn't deserve that type of treatment, especially when she's coming to him with an olive branch saying, I'm finding a way to legally get you out of jail. Thank you for making this so hard for the entire team and your family, especially. But here she is saying, I'm going to help you, and he's just being impossible.
He was a little mean, but I still liked it.
I mean, there were other ways he could have gone around saying that he didn't trust her and that she wasn't the other Laurel without being that nasty. But from an acting perspective, it was great. And I loved watching them. But
But I mean, you have to understand that they have gone through a lot of stuff, especially with this Earth 2 Laurel, you know?
She's betrayed him a lot.
She's betrayed him so much, and he's not good. Even though he did it with Flat Stanley, he was like, oh, I trust you immediately. He's not going to just, like, open up to her again. So I understand, but he was being kind of a jerk.
And Laurel was was a deep love to him, too, you know? Not letting go of that. I'm sorry, what were we going to say?
Well, I don't think she's trying to impersonate Laurel, and I think that's the way that Oliver's making it seem, like you're that psycho girl that's trying to be somebody and you're not her. I think that Laurel's coming from it the way she specifically said it was, I'm doing this for Lance. He's the one person that trusted and thought that I could be a good human, and so I want to be that. And if that means having to be a lawyer and that's how my superpower, if you will, then it is. Because she sort of has to step into the role of Laurel since she looks like Laurel and at least go in that past. She can't just turn around and be like, actually, I'm going to be a garbage lady, and other people would start to suspect. So I understand her taking that path, but I love the fact that she came back later, because obviously she was caught a little off guard, but the fact that she came back later and was like, boo, you're a hypocrite. Another hashtag why I love to hate. But she's like, don't put me in a box. We all have good and we have bad, including you. So don't just take every little bad thing you've seen from me and assume that I'm a bad person. I have changed and I am changing. And so,
but he needs to look at himself for that, too.
Right.
And the comment came back full circle with Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But again, I love that, too, just because I love their scenes together. I just love them together.
No, they do have chemistry, which I'm not a big fan of, but they do. I guess I will admit that they do have chemistry, and it was a good scene.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But didn't that make you move closer to her if she agrees with you, not further away?
Yeah.
No, that's not how this works.
That's true.
Figure out your schematics here.
Okay, I get weird around girls.
Oh, fine.
But just to wrap the prison topic, though, I do want to talk about the shank that Oliver found in the shower. I thought it was Oliver's shank. Maybe I just didn't pay attention closely to what his looked like, but I thought it was the same one that he used.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Stab himself, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how did he get Turner's prints on there? It's Turner's. Mm. But anyway, I just wanted to bring up the fact that I thought it was Oliver's.
Oh, I didn't understand that either.
I wasn't sure at first, actually.
Put Turner's prints on the shank. But I also didn't really understand the scene that well. I was I'm confused.
I didn't understand how he went from looking at a shower head to just glancing over to the wall and being like, I have a magical power to know that this tile... This one tile
Oh, I was there for that. Come on, it's Oliver Queen. He's the Arrow.
Yeah,
oh, you know what I will say?
Superman, he can't see through walls.
It's probably, I can't forget in the Elsewhere trailer, which we're going to talk about later, if he's shaved or not. But I am digging goatee Oliver because that's such old school Arrow in the comics.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
I know they're not going to keep it, but I would love it so hardcore if they did.
I think that it is very old school. Oliver from the comic.
She's not a fan.
I think it hides his beautiful face, and
his face is so beautiful. Seb Russ says Oliver stabbed himself with Turner's shank before. Same trick.
Oh,
got Turner grabbed both times.
Okay.
Oh.
Thanks, Seb Russ.
Okay, so at least I was right about the part where it looked familiar, but I thought it was Oliver.
Never said I was the smartest panelist in the room. Thank you.
Do we think then, little Stuart, little Flat Stanley, little Mini, who do we think he's connected to? Do you think he's connected to Diaz? And I'm asking our co-host at home as well. Do you think he's connected to Diaz? Or is he part of a different big bad? Because that little guy, if he's responsible for everything, he's the one who stabbed the big officer and killed him, if this is the case.
Oh.
He's not that, like, you know what I mean? Like, who is he really?
Because I feel like this is a perfect time, because you brought in some info. I feel like this is the perfect time to drop it.
But it's all speculation, so, I mean, I don't know. So I kind of, with Stephen Starr's help, looked into the comic version of this.
Is this a potential spoiler alert?
No.
Okay.
Well, not really, because he is Stanley has been a character in the comics. He was in 2001, one of the characters, and I pulled up a photo of him. I don't know if you can get it. There he is. So he was in the comics. His name is Stanley Dover,
and he looks like he should really use sunscreen when he goes outside.
Yeah. He does. He's also really bald and little, and he was a cult leader, and he befriended Oliver in one of the comics, and then. Turns on him. So obviously they don't really stick to the comics in this show that much, but it was just interesting to find out that that's who he was in the comics. So we'll see how he is. But so it does come to the fact that he is definitely going to be a bad guy.
I think with that nugget of information, it kind of translates into blah, blah, blah. It kind of translates into what you were saying, Ali Kona, about how do we think, is he Diaz's, right-hand man, secretly, or is he part of another big bad? Because if he was a cult leader like he was in the comics, they could transmute that into a different cult.
Yeah.
Right.
Billie Jean Girl said, there it is. Billie Jean Girl says, in the promo, Diaz sneaks into the jail. Maybe Stanley let him in, and he's working for Diaz.
Oh.
That could be an interesting...
Or wouldn't it be a twist if Diaz was working for him?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Because in the comics, he's a cult leader. Right. So maybe Stanley is, but he's just so small.
I feel like they're building it up, and I know.
Tiny but mighty.
Yeah.
And I was looking today just to see, for our own Arrow shows and our own schedules, and I know that this show's, Arrow's going on all the way through to December until the break, December 10th. So obviously December 10th is going to, so after Elseworlds, it's going to be the mid-season finale. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like they're building to Diaz is potentially going to get out from mid-season finale. And maybe Flat Stanley is going to be a turnaround and be the big bad for the rest of the season. I'd be kind of down for that.
Yeah, Captain Shock says,
who's pulling his strings.
Yeah, Captain Shock says, I think he's working for another big bad. Maybe that could be the introduction to the new big bad. Finally, get Diaz out of here.
Yeah.
Even though Kirk is awesome and he tweets at us all the time.
I like Kirk Acevedo.
Yeah.
Acevedo.
Love the actor. Yeah. Love the actor.
So good. We don't want you to leave, but leave.
just to finish off the topic of Stanley, I thought it was really funny because it's the second time he's done this. The first time, obviously, Oliver didn't catch on.
Yeah.
But when Oliver... He has diarrhea of the mouth, you know? And so he was talking about Turner's knife, and Oliver was like, well, how did you know about that? Oh, I heard it somewhere. And it was like he almost was lying to himself and believing his own lie, and you're watching it, because he's like, I heard it somewhere. Hey, are you going to eat that?
Yeah.
Oh, are you all right? if you're listening to the podcast...
Ali Kona just fell. Well, her chair fell.
Ali Kona almost fell off the chair.
The chair's on the ground. Oh, well.
I was great.
She was really excited, guys.
Yeah, I forgot she didn't cut herself.
This show is unraveling. I gotta go, you guys.
You know what?
Are you okay, Matt? She didn't even fall. It's okay. Yeah.
It was part of the way I was telling the story, my execution, that's all.
My favorite part is that she's a professional dancer, too.
Didn't say I was coordinated.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Welcome. What's next? Welcome to the new people in the chat. Welcome. Hi. This is our show.
Really? Yeah. They come into Matt cackling like a witch.
You missed our last episode.
Oh,
boy.
Anyway. What were we talking about?
We're going on to the next topic.
This is such a like a tiny topic, but for me worthy of talking about, and that's Dinah. Mm-hmm. Because the whole time she's been so anti-Laurel, and when she approached Laurel about her helping and the whole thing that happened in court, and Laurel, there were some really great things that she said, but, and I'm gonna say it not verbatim, but basically how easy it is to be bad, how hard it is to be good when people expect you to be bad. And the light finally clicked on for Dinah, but when she first approached Laurel, it almost seemed like really bitchy.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that supposed to be an apology? Because that was not that good, and I almost don't blame Laurel for pretty much telling her to get out of her face.
No, she was super rude. Her approach is always awful. Yeah. I don't know who's writing for her, but she's, like, so unlikable. Can you give her some social skills, especially with women? They suck.
Like, that's very true, actually. That is very true.
Her social skills with women are awful. And there are female writers. Ladies, if you were to walk up to another woman and be spoken to that way, you would tell them to take a hike and not politely. So I think it's ridiculous that she's, like, warming up to her, but then attacking Laurel as if she's still the enemy while trying to be her friend. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it makes it awkward, which kind of sucks because I'd love to see more Black Siren and Black Canary team-ups, but as long as Dinah keeps being a butthole and has diarrhea of the social mouth coming out of her mouth, we're never going to get that.
Right.
It's just, that, fix it.
Some women are really like that,
though. That's what I was going to say.
So maybe it's like an intentional, like, we're just addressing the fact that this is how some women are, and that's...
But women that are like that do not like you.
No, but
they don't want to help you either.
But that's just how it is. Like, some women are just forward, and, like, they say what they mean, and they're...
I'm forward. I don't talk to people that way.
But Dinah is fair. She's about fairness. Yeah. She really is. That's why she's been with, like, protecting the legacy of Oliver. And so I don't think she's cuddly. She's New York. She's like that New York kind of brash cop. That's the kind of, like, archetype they paint her as.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're ever going to get that from her. I feel like her saying, this is the first time I believed everything you're saying to me, was cuddly Dinah.
Yeah. And
I'm not saying I liked it. I'm just saying that
I feel like there's a direct way to say that to people, though, without coming off like you're their superior and you're putting them down. Because even the way she said it was condescending. And I as a New Yorker, I take offense to she's a New Yorker, and that's normal. No, it's not. People don't talk to you. Yeah, they're direct, and they tell you what you don't want to hear.
I'm saying that, like, archetypes, the way people paint people, like New York cop, dumb hick. Those are things television writers use all the time.
Yeah, okay,
that's
I see what you're saying. I was like, wait a minute. People don't talk like that.
No. I love you. Thank you, because I don't need the hate. I love New York.
I've
had very good times in New York.
I just thought it was interesting that you guys are saying that she was so rude to her, but she was just about to kill someone, you know? She's in the parking lot.
Yeah, I didn't say it's rude.
Dinah was going to kill this judge for saying no.
She's going to kind of beat her up, not really kill her.
I think she was going to kill her, and I think that Dinah did the right thing by stopping her. And she was even nice to her in the end. At the beginning, she started off being rude. I just think it's just her personality. And then she stopped her from killing someone.
Wait, what makes you think, and I'm not arguing with you, that went way over my head. What makes you think she was about to kill that judge?
She was about to do her canary cry when the judge was coming out, because the judge said no. Didn't allow the thing she was about to do her canary cry.
But how did you know she was about to do her canary cry?
Because
she was walking up and she went...
Yeah, she wound up and then she stopped her.
In the chat, tell me if I'm right.
She could have been out of breath.
No. She was going to do the canary cry, but I didn't think she was going to kill her.
Thank you. She was about to do her cry. Seb Russ said she was about to do her...
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
I said something like, don't do what I think you're going to do, or something like that.
Oh, you know what? She did say, you've worked so hard for this, in her own words, but, like, it hasn't gone unnoticed. You've changed. Don't undo all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, the initial approach was rough, and I'm not against what she said. I'm just disappointed in the way that she said it and in the way that they keep writing her dialogue.
They keep writing her the same. There's a difference between
I wish there were more layers. I feel like she's become a very one-note
addition.
You
could be a lovable curmudgeon.
Yes.
A who?
A curmudgeon.
Oh.
You know,
somebody's
like,
always like, rah, rah, rah,
Cagney and Lacey. Like, Tyne Daly was a lovable curmudgeon. I just dated the heck out of myself.
I don't know any of those people.
I don't know. Cagney and Lacey. Oh, no. God.
I don't know. I think that's just her personality. I'm not hating on Dinah. I think that she stopped murder. Stebra said 100% pre-murder. So I think that she, you know, did the right thing. And I'm team Dinah. Kind of.
Last thing worth mentioning is that in the news report, when they were talking about everything that had just happened, the reporter said, you know, the new Green Arrow helps stop and catch blah, 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 catch Diaz or whatever. I don't remember specifically what she said.
Did she say new or did she just say the Green Arrow?
She said new. She said she did not call it just the regular Green Arrow. But either way, she's saying, so the big question is, do we revoke the anti-vigilante law? That's not her verbatim, but we talked about this
on the panel before, because I was saying that this new Green Arrow was totally going around setting it up to build like pro-vigilante feelings in the city. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about it earlier, mm-hmm. I think episode 2, if we were to reference back, I believe.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
But we talked about it because we were all talking about how it kind of was setting the stage for a pro-vigilante era. Where they were supported, which kind of is exciting, because then it kind of starts to set the stage for the Super Friends.
But it goes against everything that just happened. Like, it's exhausting to me, because it's like they went through this whole thing, almost a season long, of, like, being the anti-vigilantes and doing all this stuff, and now all of a sudden one Green Arrow comes back and saves one person, and it's like, oh, we're pro-vigilante again. And it's just like, I'm so tired.
It's not one person. They've been setting up a series of events of like, saving people.
I'm just tired of it going back and forth, you know? Just
I'm like ready to find decisions. Out who New Arrow is.
Yes.
I'm ready.
I thought we were
There's
going
a lot
to.
Of it. Who's New Arrow? Who's Black Star? Who's this person?
But that's what keeps it exciting, not knowing.
See, but we went on, you were gone last, but we all kind of went on a rant last week about how there's too many characters and they need to kill off some people in this show, because it's hard. We went deep.
Dang, you guys are ruthless. I leave and there's nobody here. All right, you guys, we're going down the dark hole.
No, something we did talk about last week that I just want to shout, and Beth even tweeted about it, but I want to bring up again this week, awesome Arrow fight scene. I love the fight scene at the end. I thought that was really,
really
great.
Wait a minute. Yeah. But the stunt man in the very first stunt scene was so extra. I want to know who it was. Please tweet us if you guys know who that stunt man was. He was like, Mom, this was my day on Arrow. That's me.
She did fall very, very dramatically.
Whoever the stunt man or woman was like, if you're watching,
but they made up for it in the
end. They did it so exaggerated, extra, and over the top.
It was
hilarious, and I love that the editors kept it in, because I'm sure there was a bunch of other shots, but that one, man, you made it. I want to know who it was, because it was hilarious. Please make a gif of it.
Diggs fight scene too, Black Magic says, was amazing.
He came to the rescue right at that moment, because obviously Anatoly wouldn't have survived otherwise.
Yeah,
and it was all Dig.
Finally, Dig. Well, guys, I know we have to wind down a little bit. We're starting to run out of time. So what we can do is get into Archer's Alley, and then
so much has happened this episode.
I mean,
you fell off your chair. Like, I feel like that was an hour ago. We talked about a lot.
And now we're going to dive into Archer's Alley, bringing you a fun comic fact for the week. So Morton Weisinger introduced Green Arrow in 1940 in More Fun Comics number 73. And I've got a picture of Arrow and Batman, because Arrow was actually created because the creators of the DC universe kind of were worried that people were getting too many superpowered heroes, and they wanted to create a counterpoint to Batman. So that is their answer, the Green Arrow, and that is why Oliver Queen in the comics also has an Arrowmobile and an Arrow Cave, among other things. And his aim is so precise that the Justice League of America actually have wondered and tested him in case he was a metahuman. He's not. He's just that much of a baddie. But I will say, this is a really cool fact. So for Batman fans, they know that Batman has a contingency plan on every single member of the Justice League of America, except
Oliver Queen, and he's the only member that Batman has ever pursued hardcore to join the League because he thinks that Oliver's moral compass makes him a steady moral ground for the rest of the superheroes with all their powers. So not only did he personally convince Green Arrow to join the Justice League, not the Justice Society, he's bankrolling that and not paying a dime. Batman, that's cheap of you. But the Justice League of America, he very much hunted him down. No contingency plan. And, yeah.
That's cool.
That is
cool.
I know that. That's interesting.
And that's then as we jump to that, we also have some awesome fan art. Shout out to Stevenson Johnson.
Yeah.
Amazing photo.
Love it.
And again, if you're in the chat and you're listening and you love our podcast and you want to interact, please feel free to send us your fan art because we will shout you out. You can find him on Twitter and Instagram at Stevenson Johnson. Or Stevenson's Draws? Stevenson Johnson. I'll get back to you. I'll post it in the comments.
Stevenson John.
Stevenson's Drawings.
Yeah.
There we go. It's Stevenson's Drawings. You can find him on Instagram and Twitter. These are awesome. Yeah, and the cast has actually retweeted him as well. So if you don't know, now you know. If you're a budding artist at home, send your stuff in.
Please.
We want to celebrate it. It's awesome. This is so great.
Yes. But really quick, find us on social media. You can just tag one of us. And I'm at yours truly, Ali Kona. You are?
LenaBean113 or Carolina Benetti on Twitter.
I'm just Olivia Di Bortoli. It's easy.
The MMR2T's tour.
So find one of us or all of us. If you have fan art, by all means, you're welcome to tag us. Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz News.
AfterBuzz TV News.
We have so much, as usual.
So much.
That's
so
fun.
Much.
I like it. So we're just going to roll with the punches, whichever gets popped up. Oh, so we've been talking a lot about the crossover, and yes. I just thought that it was really funny that we have Stephen Amell with some very Vidal Sassoon hair.
He's a Supergirl.
Yeah.
He's beautiful. That's look at him.
Awesome. Look at him.
A regular Fabio. Fabio.
Yes, Fabio. Anyways, I thought that was really, really funny, so that's why I am showing it. If you're listening to the podcast, yes, he has very long, beautiful blonde locks that clearly belong to a woman transposed onto his head. It's great, with the beard and all.
You know what, though? That photo makes me feel like he'd be a great He-Man. Like, if they remade
him. Yeah.
He can do it.
The universe
would.
With, like, flowing locks.
He
there you go.
Yeah.
He looks very Princess Bride there.
He does.
Oh, wow. Ooh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's...
Robin Wright's way prettier than that. Come on.
No, he looks actually like Carrie Ells there because he had long hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So, also, if you ever want to, we were talking about Katie Cassidy's home, how it was on sale last week. So let's say you can't afford, what was it, like $4,000 a month or something for rent? You can buy one of her bathing suits that she wears. This is not her line or anything, but it's only $180 for her very tiny, teeny, weeny bikini. I was like, that's insane.
I mean,
I feel like that's a normal price
for
a bathing suit.
$185?
I don't think that's...
That's not normal at all.
I feel like for her money, that's like $20.
Of course.
Yeah. But for me, that's like, I don't eat for a week.
But it's like, and this is no offense to her or her taste by any means, but that is the most plain looking bikini.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to pay $185, it better come with like a brand new body or something, you know?
I don't think she needs a brand new body.
No, but I'm talking, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the price. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, we'll keep it, let's keep it moving, shall
we? Maybe that's her secret. Maybe it comes with a six pack.
There we go.
You buy it, you put it on, and boom.
And I wanted to show her engagement ring, so she had gotten engaged. This is a while ago, but it's a very unique shape, and I just thought it was worthy of showing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a canary cut, actually.
Is it really?
It might be a canary cut.
That would be...
That's hilarious.
Ironic and... cute all at the same
time.
I think
that is a canary diamond. I'm not...
Interesting. A cut is different than the diamond.
I don't know.
Canary diamonds are only yellow.
Yellow, yeah.
No, well, not... there, but there's a canary cut, I believe.
Right, but a canary diamond.
If you're in the chat, Google that.
If I'm right, then I'm gayer than I thought. Good for me.
Good for you. So, that was that. Now, I wanted to talk about... So, we were... I brought it up, actually, so somewhat shame on me, but we were talking about how in real life Colton Haynes is gay, and it was really ironic that adult William was confessing that he's gay as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that'd be weird. Like, it should be Roy, blah, blah. Well, okay, so the actor actually is gay, and that is his husband. And I was like, oh, and his husband is also, is Blake Lee, who's also an actor, who's on Parks and Recreations. And,
interesting.
He's on something else. But we'll see that. So that's them, and they met in a bathroom.
Wait, what?
They met in a bathroom?
Yeah, like, they knew they were supposed to...
sorry, but somebody tried to talk to me in the bathroom at Soul Cycle. I've never been more uncomfortable in my life.
It was one of those things where they were supposed to be looking for each other because they had a mutual friend, and the one guy recognized the other guy, and was like, "Hey, I'm a friend of so and so."
That's their story. They met on Craigslist or like meatrack.com, and that's okay. Wherever you want to find love is fine. Gay men, we're gross. We're just gross. We do gross things, people.
In the bathroom.
But I'm sex positive.
I lived my whole life without knowing that.
Do it.
We met in the bathroom.
Yeah. I thought they were cute. And he was also, he looks familiar. He's from Degrassi High, Next Generation. Oh. But he played an abusive boyfriend.
Interesting.
Oh, that's not...
No.
That's not nice.
Not at all.
He is cute, though.
Lisa like says Canary Cut is square, by the way.
Boo.
Thanks, Lisa.
So this is also a picture. Because I'm just like sticking.
You are like pro LGBT today.
I'm sticking with the theme of the person that we're talking about. And so this is an actual real life wedding picture of them getting married.
That's really sweet.
Oh, it's adorable.
So cute.
Love it. I'm never going to get married.
So that's that. And then Wisdom of the Crowd. That's where Blake Lee is from. So they were actually talking about the fact that they're both white gentlemen with brown hair, and so a lot of times, since they're both actors, they end up
getting the same thing.
And he said that they have to really sit down and talk about it and be happy about the fact that when one of them books the role, because one would get a little bit jealous and not mean to, but when you look at it in perspective, the money goes towards them as a couple. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. Anyways, that's
whatever
that.
Pays the bills.
Yes. And the other one is just a random, it's Echo Kellum, because I've never seen him with facial hair before.
Wait, that's good on him.
Yeah, that is him. He's all like looking like a DJ, which will then seg me.
He looks ready to be a recurring character on Atlanta from that photo.
Yeah, I like it.
Which I'd love to see him work with Danny Glover.
Donald Glover.
Yeah. Because I'm sure people call him Danny. It just gets confusing. I know who they are, but the names.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So this Glover segues me.
Putting our foot in our mouth this episode. Go ahead, Ellie.
Segues me into a video of Echo Kellum.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay.
This is his real.
You should have kept up with the medicine biz. You know how much ass we'd be squeezing if you was a doctor? I even thought about becoming one myself. We both know I make a great gynecologist. Remember the Bush twins, Saren and Susan?
You mean gynecologist, right?
What, like the V silent? Gynecologist?
No, it's actually gynecologist.
Damn! I gotta get to the depot. We'll get
what's funny about this is so weird. Little personal story is his ex-girlfriend is the one who edited this film.
Yeah. It'd be amazing.
I don't know if you guys want to see more of it, you can watch it on YouTube. It's just Echo Kellum's reel. But I've worked with his ex-girlfriend on like a project like consistently. Uh-huh. And so when he came into AfterBuzz, which you can look that up, he's actually been a guest on our after show, and I did something else with him, like a personal like little skit, and I posted it on my Facebook, and I tagged a bunch of people, and she happened to be one of those people, and hit me back and was like, actually, Icona, like, that's my ex-boyfriend, I really don't want to be associated with him, so I untagged myself, and it's no offense to you or your video, I think you're great, I'm just letting you know.
Icona just spilled tea.
I spilled the tea.
Yeah. Well, no, cheers. I was like, that. Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. And so it's just funny because, oh, you can push play. It's just funny because, yeah, she's the one who edited that reel. But
interesting.
Oh, wow.
So he walks up to a stranger. This is in London, and just decides to ask this lady to dance with him.
Aww.
That's sweet. And I thought it was cute.
Did she say yes?
Eventually.
Oh, well, he's an actor. They're charming. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's why you don't date actors, ladies. Because they just break your heart. And
over
they get their
and
big
over
scene and then they
again.
Leave you and you're pregnant. And then you have to raise your child on their own.
Matt, you got pregnant by an actor?
So many times.
Oh, no.
So many times.
In his dreams.
Yeah. So many times.
That's why he's so bitter. None of them have come true.
Now, Olivia, did you have other...
No, it was the Stanley thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do want to talk about, if you're watching the commercials, we can show it here. It's only 30 seconds. Let's just show it, and then we'll talk about it real quick.
You don't believe in Batman? Batman is an urban legend. That's not Batman.
No, it is not.
So, yes, Elseworlds Batwoman is coming. I clutched my pearls at this. She looks amazing, like beyond amazing. I'm so excited for this character. I'm so excited for the Batman universe to come into
finally
this television. Not, I don't want to count Gotham because I'm sorry, that show was sorry, I don't like it. You know what? But I did say last week Legends wasn't good, and I watched last week's episode and it was really good. So I take it
That's
back.
True.
I'm on Bet Legends again.
But I'm like fighting like a giant octopus Godzilla this
it's
week.
The show kind of has a very much a Buffy vibe, like Scooby Doo. Yeah. I like it. But going to this. This is going to be, I guess, we don't know which crossover episode she's Batwoman is appearing on.
It doesn't work that way. Like, the crossover episodes work like a film.
Well, no,
so
yeah, I've seen
them. They all carry through one another.
But some characters, though, are specific to, like, certain, they do that sometimes.
Right, like, it's like, when it's Arrow's turn, then it's more heavily
revolved around
their characters, even though all the characters are in the episode.
So, I don't think we know yet, they're going to go with, I mean, she's going to have her own show, but we don't know necessarily. Like, I hope she dabbles in all the worlds, but you know, Oliver,
I hope she's in Supergirl's world.
But Oliver and Supergirl live on different Earths. What I mean? So
we need some more heroes that we know. It'd be cool to see her there.
No, I would love that. But so anyway, just wanted to say that.
Movie Messiah says, I lost my mind when Barry mentioned Batman. It was so awesome. And also Cullen Prime, hi. I know you've been saying hi for a little bit. I couldn't jump in, but hi Cullen. Welcome back. But yeah, everyone, Black Magic says that looks great. Everyone's really excited for the crossover, as am I.
Yes. Let's talk about predictions.
Let's do it.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
My prediction is, I think we have not, I don't think they're going to make Laurel totally good. I think Black Siren's going to try, and then something's going to trigger her, and she's going to do something just to kind of undermine everything she works for. That's what I think.
I think Oliver, I'm making this up as I go, I think Oliver is going to be let out of prison. It's going to get out of prison, I think, in the next episode.
Oh, from your mouth to God's ears.
I think Stanley is going to play a pivotal part in the next episode. We're going to find out something big about him.
I think that Batwoman is going to break Oliver out of jail.
Ooh.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
That's just like far-fetched that I'm throwing
it
out
there. But I would
love
that. Yeah. That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
Re-inspires
you
him.
You win, Ali Kona. Let's leave
All
on
right.
that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We had a lot of fun. I'm going to turn to the front so you can see all of our faces as we bid you adieu. We had so much fun with you. If you co-hosted with us, thank you very much. If not, again, leave us comments below. And also connect with us outside of AfterBuzz, because we just like making friends. So you can find us on social media. I'm at yours truly, Ali Kona, with underscores in between on Twitter, the way you see it spelled. Or on Instagram, spelled full out yours. Or at AliKonaBradford.com.
There it is.
Hey guys, I'm Carolina Benetti. You can find me, as always, on Twitter as Carolina Benetti or on Instagram as LenaBean113.
I am Olivia Di Bortoli on Twitter and Instagram, and I will be in the chat or in the comments as well. I'll be all up in it.
And I'm Matt Marr, the Matt Marr, 2 T's, 2 R's on all social media. You can also go to my website, mattmarr.tv, where you can see we're talking River Mills, Archie's in prison, we're doing that, and we're also talking about Bitchcraft, Sabrina's coming to Christmas special, we're talking comic books for Sabrina. It's a fun little world.
And if you go to his website, he will service you.
Oh, yes.
Until next time. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.